While I was coming to the temple, Radha Sundari phoned me and she informed that one of Radhanath Maharaj's disciples, Stoker Krishna Prabhu, who used to be Maharaj's servant at one time, left his body in Chaupati temple. So, yesterday evening at 4:15, he left his body. So I'll request Radha Sundari to speak something about him. Give her the microphone. He was a wonderful devotee. And a devotee's devotion is recognized by the way he lives his body. By the way a devotee lives his body, from that we can understand how advanced a devotee he is. And in ISKCON, time and time again, we are seeing such wonderful examples. So, कल हमारे बंबई का चौपाटी मंदिर में गोपीनाथ श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ मंदिर में हमारे एक भक्त स्तोक कृष्ण प्रभु जो श्रीमद् राधानाथ महाराज के शिष्य थे वो इस भौतिक जगत छोड़कर भगवत धाम में वापस चले गए. लगभग 4:15 दोपहर को उनको उम्र ज्यादा नहीं था, लगभग 30 साल के थे और कुछ दिन पहले ही उनका शादी हुआ था. लगभग 2 साल पहले शादी हुआ था. उनका एक 4 महीने का लड़की भी है. स्तोक कृष्ण प्रभु इस धराधाम छोड़कर भगवत धाम में वापस चले गए हैं. बहुत अच्छे भक्त थे स्तोक कृष्ण प्रभु. राधानाथ महाराज के सेवक थे, उनको पर्सनल सर्वेंट रहे थे पहले और बहुत अच्छा प्रचार करते थे. बहुत बहुत भव्य भक्त थे उन्होंने. और जिस तरह उन्होंने अपना शरीर त्याग दिया उससे ही हमें पता चलता है कि वे कितने बड़े भक्त थे, कितने शुद्ध भक्त थे भगवान के. अचानक उनका डायग्नोज हुआ, पता चला कि कैंसर हो गए हैं उनका. और जब पता चला वो कैंसर बहुत ही आगे बढ़, बहुत एडवांस स्टेज में पता चला कि उनका कैंसर हुआ, तो अधिक समय उनको भौतिक जगत में नहीं रहना पड़ा. उन्होंने अस्पताल में थे, वहाँ इलाज हो रहा था, ट्रीटमेंट हो रहा था. पर कुछ दिन पहले जब उनको पता चला कि और अधिक समय उनको नहीं है इस जगत छोड़ने को, तो उन्होंने बताया कि वे अस्पताल में अपना शरीर त्यागना नहीं चाहते हैं. वे श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ मंदिर में श्रील राधानाथ महाराज के सान्निध्य में अपना शरीर छोड़ना चाहा. दस दिन पहले उनको मंदिर में लाया गया था और यद्यपि उनको श्वास लेने में बहुत तकलीफ हो रहा था, बातें करने में भी बहुत तकलीफ हो रहा था, फिर भी उन्होंने भगवतम क्लास देते थे। लास्ट सैटरडे ही गिव द क्लास। अच्छा, ये शनिवार के पिछले जो शनिवार था उस दिन उन्होंने भागवतम क्लास भी दिया। कुछ खा नहीं सकते थे, केवल 2-3 चम्मच पानी लेते थे। और जब डॉक्टर ने बताया कि उनको केवल लगभग आधा घंटा समय है इस जगत में, उन्होंने इस भौतिक जगत त्यागने वाले हैं, तो उन्होंने बताया कि मैं आसन करके बैठना चाहता हूँ। तो उनको बैठाया गया और ऐसे कमलासन में बैठा, पद्मासन में, और बैठकर भगवान का नाम जपते रहे। राधानाथ महाराज जब आए, राधानाथ महाराज उनके पास आने के बाद 2 मिनट के बाद ही उन्होंने अपने शरीर त्याग दिया। इस तरह हम देखते हैं कि ये कृष्ण भावनामृत या कृष्ण भक्ति का जो मार्ग है, ये मार्ग हमें सिखाते हैं कि कैसे इस शरीर को त्यागना चाहिए। भौतिक जगत में सब इस शरीर को भोगने का कोशिश करते हैं। इस भौतिक जगत की जितने सारे प्रयास, जितने सारे प्रचेष्टा हैं, वो केवल ये शरीर को भोगने के लिए। परंतु श्रील प्रभुपाद आकर हमें शिक्षा दिए हैं कैसे इस भौतिक जगत को त्यागना चाहिए। ये शरीर के माध्यम भौतिक जगत को भोग करने का जो प्रयास, उसे माया कहा जाता है। माया के कारण हमें इस भौतिक जगत में केवल कष्ट ही मिलता है। इस भौतिक जगत में जितना ही हम भोग करने का कोशिश करते हैं, उतना ही हमें कष्ट प्राप्ति होता है। परंतु दिव्य ज्ञान का मतलब होता है कि ये शरीर को अनित्यता समझकर, आत्मा को अपना स्वरूप पहचान कर, उस आत्मिक स्वरूप में स्थिर होना। आत्मिक स्वरूप में जो स्थिति, वही हमारा जीवन का अंतिम उद्देश्य है। और ये कृष्ण भावनामृत संघ इस्कॉन हमें ये शिक्षा ही दे रहा है कैसे हम इस भौतिक जगत को त्याग कर सकते हैं। मृत्यु अवश्यंभावी है। इस भौतिक जगत में केवल एक ही वास्तव सत्य है, एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ, परम सत्य केवल एक ही है भौतिक जगत, वो है मृत्यु। हर व्यक्ति को इस मृत्यु को वरण करना पड़ेगा। मृत्यु का मतलब क्या? मृत्यु का असल मतलब है इस भौतिक जगत से छुटकारा प्राप्ति का एक अवसर। जब इस भौतिक जगत से भौतिक जगत का बंधन जो है उस बंधन का कारण है ये शरीर। जब तक हमारा शरीर है हम इस भौतिक जगत में फंसे हुए हैं। ये शरीर ही भौतिक जगत में हमारा स्थिति का मूल कारण है। परंतु ये जो भौतिक जगत का बंधन रूप जो ये शरीर का शरीर से छुटकारा मिलने का अवसर तब होता है जब मृत्यु आते हैं। मृत्यु का मतलब क्या है? ये शरीर का बंधन से मुक्ति। असल में मृत्यु का मतलब है शरीर का बंधन से मुक्ति। उस समय अगर हम सही ज्ञान में सही चेतना में हम स्थिर रहते हैं तो उस अवसर को हम सदउपयोग करते हैं। ये शरीर का बंधन से जब हमें मुक्ति मिल जाता है मृत्यु के कारण, तब हम जब पूर्ण रूप से तैयार रहते हैं अर्थात उस समय अगर हम भगवान को याद कर सकते हैं, अंते नारायण स्मृति, अंतिम समय में अर्थात मृत्यु के समय में नारायण को, भगवान को, श्री कृष्ण को स्मरण करना ही एकमात्र उद्देश्य होना चाहिए। और अगर हम भगवान को स्मरण कर लेते हैं उस समय, तब हम इस भौतिक बंधन से मुक्त होकर भगवान के पास वापस चले जा सकते हैं। ये क्या वैसे ही हो सकता है अचानक? नहीं। अंतकाल अंतिम समय में भगवान को स्मरण करने के लिए हमें अभ्यास करने का जरूरत होता है, हमें अभ्यास करना पड़ता है। इस्कॉन में हम जो कर रहे हैं, जो कुछ हम कर रहे हैं, उसका असल उद्देश्य है उस अंतिम समय में, मृत्यु का समय में भगवान को स्मरण करना। हम नाम जपते हैं, भगवान को सेवा करते हैं, भगवान के वाणी श्रवण करते हैं, भगवान के महिमा कीर्तन करते हैं, दूसरे के पास भगवान के वाणी का प्रचार करते हैं। क्यों करते हैं? ताकि हम हर समय भगवान को याद कर सके, ताकि मृत्यु के समय हम भगवान को याद कर सके। ये जो है ये है प्रस्तुति। हम अपने आप को तैयार कर रहे हैं, प्रस्तुत कर रहे हैं कैसे मृत्यु के समय हम भगवान को स्मरण करेंगे, याद करेंगे। और जो भगवान का शुद्ध भक्त है वो मृत्यु के समय भगवान को याद कर लेते हैं, स्मरण कर लेते हैं और तब भगवान के पास वापस चले जाते हैं। जय श्री श्री राधा मदन मोहन की, जय श्री श्री गौर निताय। स्तोक कृष्ण प्रभु के माध्यम हमें आज एक बहुत सुंदर दृष्टांत मिला है। उन्होंने जैसे अपना शरीर त्याग दिया, हमें भगवान के पास प्रार्थना करना चाहिए कि उस तरह हम भी अपना शरीर त्याग सके। ये जो दृष्टांत, ये दृष्टांत ही कृष्ण भावनामृत, कृष्ण भक्ति का मार्ग का सही, इसका इस मार्ग का जो सफलता, उसका सही प्रमाण मिलता है। ये कोई साधारण कल्पना नहीं है, ये कोई केवल कहावत नहीं है, ये वास्तव है। इस मार्ग को हम ग्रहण कर लेते हैं तो हम मृत्यु को जय कर सकते हैं, हम अमर बन सकते हैं, हम अमृतत्व लाभ कर सकते। जो अद्भुत दृष्टांत सुख कृष्ण प्रभु ने हमारे सामने रखा है, उनके लिए हम सब उनके आभारी हैं। हम उनको हमारे हार्दिक धन्यवाद ज्ञापन करते हैं और उनके उद्देश्य में हमारे प्रणाम निवेदन करते हैं। हम सब आप स्तोक कृष्ण प्रभु के उद्देश्य में हमारे वैष्णव प्रणाम करेंगे। जय ओं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतो श्री श्रीमद् अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीदासि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। श्री श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। श्री श्री राधा मदन मोहन की जय। श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanande. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम First Canto, Chapter 12, Birth of Emperor Parikshit, Text 2. Tasya Janma Mahabuddhe Karmani Cha Mahatmanaha Nidhanam Cha Jathaibashit सा प्रेत्या गतवान यथा। तस्य जन्म महाबुद्धे कर्माणि च महात्मनः निधनं च यथैवासीत् सा प्रेत्या गतवान यथा। तस्य जन्म महाबुद्धे कर्माणि च महात्मनः निधनं च यथैवासी सा प्रीत्या गतवान यथा। तस्य जन्म महाबुद्धे कर्माणि च महात्मनः निधनं च यथैवासीत् सा प्रीत्या गतवान् यथा। Tasya, his, of Maharaj Parikshit. Janma, birth. Mahabuddhe, of great intelligence. Karmani, activities. Cha, also. Mahatmanaha, of the great devotee. Nidhanam, demise. Cha, also. Yatha, as it was. Eva, of course. Ashit, happened. Sa, he. Preta, destination after death. Gatavan, achieved. Jatha, as it were. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. How was the great Emperor Parikshit, who was a highly intelligent and great devotee, born in that womb? How did his death take place? And what did he achieve after his death? Please repeat after me. How was the great Emperor Parikshit, who was a highly intelligent and great devotee, born in that womb? How did his death take place? And what did he achieve after his death? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The king of Hastinapur, now Delhi, used to be the emperor of the world, at least till the time of the son of Emperor Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit was saved by the Lord in the womb of his mother, so he could certainly be saved from an untimely death due to the ill will of the son of a Brahmana. Because the age of Kali began to act just after the assumption of power by Maharaj Parikshit, the first sign of misgiving was exhibited in the cursing of such a greatly intelligent and devoted king as Maharaj Parikshit. The king is the protector of the helpless citizens, and their welfare, peace and prosperity depend upon him. Unfortunately, by the instigation of the fallen age of Kali, an unfortunate Brahmana's son was employed to condemn the innocent Maharaj Parikshit. And so the king had to prepare himself for death within 7 days. Maharaj Parikshit is specially famous as one who is protected by Vishnu. And when he was unduly cursed by a Brahmana's son, he could have invoked the mercy of the Lord to save him. But he did not want to, because he was a pure devotee. A pure devotee never asked the Lord for any undue favor. Maharaj Parikshit knew that the curse of the Brahmana's son upon him was unjustified, and as everyone else knew, but he did not want to counteract it, because he knew also that the age of Kali had begun, and that the first symptom of the age, namely the degradation of the highly talented Brahmana community, had also begun. He did not want to interfere with the current of the time, but he prepared himself to meet death very cheerfully and very properly. Being fortunate, he got at least 7 days to prepare himself to meet his death. And so he properly utilized the time in the association of Sukadeva Goswami, the great saint and devotee of the Lord. Tasya janmo mahabuddhe karmani cha mahatmanah nidhanam cha jathaivasit sapritta gatavan yatha. How was the great Emperor Parikshit, who was highly intelligent and a great devotee, born in that womb? How did his death take place, and what did he achieve after his death? So, Shaunaka Rishi is asking Suta Goswami. Srimad Bhagavatam has two phases or two aspects. One aspect is Shaunaka Rishi's question and Suta Goswami's answering those questions. And the other aspect, the main aspect of Srimad Bhagavatam is actually Parikshit Maharaj's questions and Sukadev Goswami's answers to his question. Sukadev Goswami's answers to those questions. Parikshit Maharaj was cursed to that he would die within 7 days. As soon as Parikshit Maharaj got to know that, he decided to prepare himself for that time. As I was mentioning earlier, the Krishna consciousness actually is a culture that teaches us how to die. The art of dying, that's what Krishna consciousness. Materialistic culture teaches us the art of living. But Krishna consciousness teaches us the art of dying. How to die? Because if we know how to die, our life will become successful. So here is a wonderful example, Parikshit Maharaj. As soon as he got to know that he was going to die, he has only 7 days. He immediately decided to prepare himself for death. Okay, now I have only 7 days and now let me prepare myself for death. And Parikshit Maharaj left his kingdom. He gave his kingdom to his son, Janamejai, and decided to go to the bank of the Ganges. He sat on the bank of Ganges in Priyopavesan. Priyopavesan, upavesan means to sit down. And Priyopavesan means to sit down to prepare for death. No more wasting time. No more eating, no more sleeping, no more even drinking. Just sitting down. To give up the body. His father, his grandfather, Parikshit Maharaj's grandfather, actually prepared himself, grandfather along with his other brothers, the Pandavas, they prepared themselves for death by walking. That is called Mahaprasthan. So there are different ways of preparing for death. Pandavas accepted this process by Mahaprasthan. Great, Maha means great and Prasthan means departure. Great departure. They started to walk. They left their palace, all five brothers along with Draupadi, and they started to walk and walk and walk till their body fell. No more sleeping, no more eating. And one after another, they left their body. First was Draupadi, then Sahadev, then Nakul, then Arjun, then Bhim. For Yudhishthir Maharaj, the chariot came from the heavenly planet to take him there. So that's one way of giving up one's body. Just walk. So we can see how great was the determination. This is the sign of the nobility of the character. Their character was so great, so noble, so exalted, that when they decided to do something, they would not deviate. They would just do that and not deviate from that. They decided to give up their body by walking towards Himalayas,
They did that.
No compromise, no more deviation. Now Parikshit Maharaj, he decided to give up his body in prior probation, sitting down to accept death. Let death come. I am sitting down and fix my mind on Krishna. In this way, in a Vedic culture, there are different ways of giving up body. Another way of giving up body is called Antarjali Yatra. Antarjali means entering into the water. So in that, when the time of death comes, one actually, the body is half submerged in the Ganges. His body is practically submerged in the Ganges, only the head sticks out and he gives up his body in contact with the Ganges. So in this way, in the Vedic culture, there are various ways of giving up one's body to achieve the ultimate perfection of life. So Parikshit Maharaj decided to go to the bank of the Ganges and sit on prior probation. And at that time, many saintly personalities came there. And finally, Shukadev Goswami. And Parikshit Maharaj and others also could recognize that he is the most exalted personality. Although a young boy, just about 15 years old, and he did not have any, he was apparently behaving like a madman. Just as a madman moves about stark naked, he was stark naked, young boy. And women and children were teasing him. But he was completely unperturbed. His consciousness was completely fixed in the lotus feet of Krishna. Therefore, he did not have any awareness of this material happening, the happenings of the material nature. How people treated him did not affect him at all. And when Parishukadev Goswami came, everyone stood up. Just by seeing him, they could see that he is a very exalted person. From his bodily symptoms, they could recognize that he is a very exalted person. So, and Vyasasan was given to him. And Parikshit Maharaj started to ask him questions, and Shukadev Goswami began to answer. Shukadev Goswami, and the answers that Shukadev Goswami gave to Parikshit Maharaj's question is Srimad Bhagavatam, is the basis of Srimad Bhagavatam. What happened to the sound? শব্দ হচ্ছে একটা রোজই যখন কারেন্ট চলে যায় তো ওই জন্য প্রস্তুত থাকা উচিত হ্যাঁ সেই তো বলছি প্রতিদিন তো এই সময় চলে যায় সুতরাং প্রস্তুত থাকা উচিত যেখানে শব্দটা হয় যাই হোক একজন কেউ ইয়ে করে দেখো কোথায় ইয়েটা হয় ঠিক আছে So, Suta Goswami was present in that assembly. When Parikshit Maharaj was sitting on prior probation and then he came across, or rather Shukadev Goswami arrived there, and what went on between Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadev Goswami was witnessed by Suta Goswami. And later on, when the sages of Naimisharanya asked Suta Goswami, what is the goal of life? This is the age of Kali. It's a very dangerous situation. What should be done? Then Suta Goswami narrated what he heard at that time when Parikshit Maharaj was about to leave his body, and Sukadev Goswami instructed him. So this is the disciplic succession. One hears from the spiritual master. One hears from the spiritual master and repeats what he has heard. And here we are seeing Shaunaka Rishi on behalf of the sages of Naimisharanya is asking Suta Goswami. One question leads to another question. One answer leads to another answer. This is how the questions and answers take place. This is how the spiritual knowledge is distributed. All these scriptures are actually records of questions and answers about the relevant topic, Krishna consciousness. Bhagavad Gita is the question and answer between Arjuna and Krishna. Arjuna asks the question, Krishna answers. That's what is Bhagavad Gita. Mahabharata also is the questions and answers between Janamejaya and Vaishampayana. There are two Mahabharatas. One is what Vaishampayana gave, Vaishampayana told, another one is Jaimini told. So here also we see Srimad Bhagavatam is the questions and answers. So these questions and answers are actually important. Because pranipatena pariprashnena. This pariprashna, sincere inquiry, is very important. A disciple must ask the spiritual master. If one is sincere, then he would ask. If there is no question, that means he knows everything. Or he is not interested about anything. He is not interested about spiritual growth. If one is sincere, then he will naturally have questions. If he doesn't have questions, that means he already understood everything. And if he already understood everything, then what is the need to accept the spiritual master? So this question, sincere inquiry, actually makes the topic, makes the understanding sink deep in the heart. We notice, like in Bhagavatam, we sit in Bhagavatam class, what happens? Most of the time we fall asleep or the mind wanders. But that is not the way to receive this knowledge. If the mind is not attentive, if the consciousness is not alert, then we won't be able to receive this knowledge. Attending Bhagavatam class or these discourses should not be a matter of formality or compulsion. One shouldn't come to the Bhagavatam class just because otherwise the temple authorities will get upset. No, it shouldn't be a compulsion like that. It should be a natural inclination. We should be eager to hear Bhagavatam. We should, and when you come to the Bhagavatam class, we should not come to hear some nice stories. Although the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very, very interesting and exciting. They are the most wonderful stories, but we shouldn't come just to hear the stories. We should come to understand how to conquer death, how to transcend this bondage of this material nature, how to become situated in our eternal loving relationship with Krishna. If we want to take advantage of our situation in ISKCON, that is what we should do. We must listen carefully. Not that get some excuse to run away and do something else. If we do that, then we won't be able to make spiritual advancement. We must become interested, sincere about our spiritual life. And the interest will be displayed by our questions. We must ask questions. As the questions come in our heart, we must inquire. And the senior devotees, the Guru Varga, in ISKCON you must remember that ISKCON is not a society of just where the relationship is just between Diksha Guru and disciple. ISKCON is an institution where there are many gurus. Diksha Guru may be one, Diksha Guru is one, but Shiksha Gurus can be many. And gurus doesn't even have to be just sannyasis or recognized initiating spiritual masters. Anyone in a senior position is a guru. Anyone who can answer my questions is a guru. Anyone who guides me in my spiritual life is my guru. That should be the understanding. It is an institution of guru and disciple. Not that just one person is guru and everyone else is disciple. This is an institution where everyone is a disciple and everyone is a guru. Everyone is in a position to impart Krishna consciousness because he has received the knowledge himself. Therefore he is a guru. When you go out and preach, when you go out give house program, what you are doing? You are assuming the position of a guru and you are imparting the spiritual knowledge. So whoever imparts the spiritual knowledge is the guru. And what's his qualification? Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta, Shai Guru. One who knows Krishna is a guru. One who doesn't know Krishna, no matter how many thousands of followers he has, he is a nonsense. He is not a guru. If he doesn't know Krishna, he cannot become a guru. He may even speak about Bhagavat Katha, Ram Katha, Krishna Katha, but these are, if he doesn't know Krishna, Tattvatah, no matter how many people come to listen to him, he is not a guru. And what is the qualification of a guru? What is the symptom of a guru? How do we recognize a guru? By coming in contact with him, others become devotees of Krishna. We see there is some fashionable katha goes on in India. 30,000, 40,000, 50,000 people come to listen to them. Big speaker. But not a single person becomes a devotee. Not a single person becomes a devotee of Krishna. They come to listen. But when they go back home, they keep on doing their nonsense. It is like an entertainment. As people go to see a movie, these people come to hear Bhagavat Katha, Ram Katha. But their heart doesn't change. So what's the use of that Katha? The purpose of the Katha should be to make them into devotees. If at least one person can become a devotee, that Katha is successful. But if no one becomes a devotee, then what's the use? People carry on doing their nonsense when they go home. They keep continue to do their nonsensical activity. Prabhupada didn't come here to do that. Prabhupada did completely different. He was not interested in this mass popularity. Prabhupada was concerned that I want the quality, not quantity. If you come to me, you have to become a devotee of Krishna. Otherwise, don't waste your time, don't waste my time. If you are serious about your spiritual life, then only you come to me. Unfortunately, the response in India was very bad when Prabhupada was here. The response was practically nil. Prabhupada became disgusted. He left India, went to America. And there it worked. The young boys and girls responded to Srila Prabhupada's appeal. If you want to make your life successful, come to me. I will teach you how to conquer death. I'll teach you how to make your human form of life successful. And if you want to do it, if you want to listen to me, then accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. And if you have any question, you can ask me. If you want to challenge, come challenge me. I'm prepared to smash your challenges. That was Srila Prabhupada. Big leaders came, challenged Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada defeated all of them and exposed them. That you are pretending to be religious leaders, but you don't know what religion actually is, what the goal of life is. You do not know what's the purpose of religion, and you have become a religious leader. You are promoting cow killing, and you are claiming yourself to be a spiritual leader. Prabhupada's attack on the Christians in the West was that. Jesus said, "Thou shalt not kill." Why are you killing cows? A simple point. Jesus says, "Thou shalt not kill." If you are a Christian, if you are a follower of Jesus, why are you killing cows? Didn't have any answer. And if somebody spoke something, one could see how stupid those people were. And Srila Prabhupada made everyone give up, every single one of his followers gave up the sinful life. They gave up meat eating, they gave up intoxication, they gave up illicit sex, they gave up gambling and accepted Krishna as their Supreme Lord and Master and became his servant. So that is the real business. The real business is not to attract some people, big crowd, and make some entertainment program on the basis of Srimad Bhagavatam, without accepting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. They are not here to establish Krishna as God. They are here to establish themselves as God. And that's why it doesn't work. If we accept Krishna as God, everyone will follow. If I want to establish myself as God, no one will follow me. Only some fools will follow me. And what's the use of getting that kind of followers? What's the point in getting a bunch of fools as my followers? A real leader wants committed, intelligent, dedicated individuals as his followers. When Napoleon was building the army, he was not interested about some bunch of fools and cheap admirers. His concern was, if you are prepared to give your life for me, then you join me. Same is with Guru Gobind Singh.
His challenge was, his offer was, who is prepared to give his life? Dharma is in danger. Who is prepared to save Dharma? In order to save Dharma, prepare to give his life. And those who stepped forward with him, he created his army, Khalsa. So a real leader is interested about sincere followers. He doesn't care about some stupid, cheap admirers. If you're prepared to give your life for the cause that I am pursuing, then join me. Otherwise, don't waste your time and don't waste my time. And that's how Srila Prabhupada created ISKCON. Those who are prepared, those who are joining ISKCON, they must be determined in their purpose. They must be prepared to sacrifice themselves to join the army of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the army of Srila Prabhupada. And by offering ourselves, we'll gain ourselves. By offering ourselves, we'll achieve immortality. So here we are seeing how sincerely Shaunaka Rishi is asking the questions and how expertly Suta Goswami is answering those questions. And the basis of his answer is the authority of Sukadeva Goswami. Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande, Hare. Does anybody have any question? Yes, Madhavendra. That's by the Mahabharata that has been given by Jaimini. You see, in Brihad Bhagavatamritam, it has been mentioned that narration of Vaishampayan was mostly related to Karma Kanda section. But Jaimini's Bhagavatam was actually based on pure devotion. Jaimini's Mahabharata. Not, it's not, what's that, the other kind is? Yeah. You see, the difference between this kind of departure and suicide is, this is a preparation for leaving the body. And suicide is just destroying the body. See the difference? Like, his question is that different types of giving up body, isn't it a kind of suicide? It appears to be like some sort of suicide. No. Suicide is when one destroys the body. But this is a preparation to depart from the body. The Pandavas, why did they leave home on Mahaprasthan? Their purpose, their consideration was, Krishna left the planet. What's the point in being here now? Krishna brought them to take part in his pastime. Now that Krishna left, okay, let us also leave. Now, if somebody wants to commit suicide, okay, our answer will be okay. Instead of putting yourself or taking poison or cutting your throat passing a bullet through your brains, start walking towards Himalayas without eating and sleeping. Commit suicide that way. Then I'll see how determined you are to give up your body. These people, those who are, they just want to get rid of their body because they can't bear the, they can't tolerate the pain anymore. That's why they commit suicide. When the pain of the existence in the body becomes too intense, they want to kill themselves. But this is different. They tolerate the pain in order to reach their destination. Get the point? So if somebody comes and tells you that he wants to commit suicide, you can tell him. Either sit down, then yeah, do that. Sit down at one place. Stop eating and stop sleeping. And if you can give up your body in that way, then your life will be successful. Or start walking towards Himalayas without eating, drinking, sleeping. Yes? Acha, your question. ये साधु संघ का जरूरत इसलिए होता है, जिस संघ में हमारे जीवन का जो उद्देश्य है उसको हम सही रूप से समझ लेते हैं और साधुओं ने उसको याद भी दिला देते हैं क्या करना चाहिए क्या नहीं करना चाहिए। तो साधु संघ के कारण ऐसे निष्ठा होता है, और साधु संघ से जब हम चले जाते हैं, असाधु संघ में जब चले जाते हैं, तो उस काम करने के लिए निष्ठा आ जाता है, गलत काम करने के, है ना। तो सही काम करने के लिए साधु का संग में रहना चाहिए, और गलत काम करने के लिए असाधु का संग में रहना चाहिए। गलत काम का मतलब भगवत भक्ति बिना और जो कुछ काम। ना वो तो अच्छा है, शिप्रा में नहाना, गोपाल जी के मंदिर दर्शन करना। तो ठीक है, तो हम हर समय हमारे साथ ही रहिए। हरे कृष्ण। तुम तो इस्कॉन में हो, तुम तो स्वामी नारायण, तुम कहाँ हो, स्वामी नारायण में हो, तो ठीक है, तो इस्कॉन का जो शिक्षा है उसको ही ग्रहण करो। वो लोग क्या करते हैं उसको बात छोड़ दो। तो तुम बताओ क्या करना चाहिए, निंदन करना चाहिए? हाँ, जो गलत काम जो हो रहा है उसका निंदा हो रहा है। जो असल जो व्यक्ति जो थे वो भगवान को भक्त थे, उन्होंने भगवान का भक्त थे और उनका जो शिक्षा है वो भक्ति का ही शिक्षा है। परंतु उसका जो फॉलोअर्स है, उनका जो फॉलोअर्स है, उन्होंने अगर कुछ उल्टा सीधा शिक्षा देना शुरू किया उनको शिक्षा न मानकर, तो क्या वो परंपरा सही है? तो गलत तो ये है, परंपरा सही नहीं रहेगा। गुरु का जो शिक्षा था उसके अनुसार उसका प्रसार प्रचार नहीं हो रहा, तो उससे तुमको क्या शिक्षा मिला? तुमको शिक्षा क्या मिला है? तुमको ये शिक्षा मिलना चाहिए कि प्रभुपाद जो शिक्षा दिया है उसके बराबर तुम चलो, उसको शिक्षा को हेरा फेरा मत करो। Somebody had a question. Yeah, Dhanutar. Increase your desire to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And what was the first part of the question? How to get more focused in the class? How do you focus a light onto some point? If the light goes like this, will it be focused? The light has to come like this. Then it is focused. Right? Similarly, mind has the ability or propensity to go like this. If it goes like this, then will it be able to be focused? And how does the mind go like that? Through the senses, mind go like that in different directions. Right? So what needs to be done is that the mind must be focused, must be converged. Instead of becoming diversified, mind must be converging. So there are five senses. So wherever you want to focus, the senses that is the medium, you must use that one. Like for example, when you are hungry and when you eat food, the food is very nice, where is your mind? At that time, your mind is in the food, right? And what is the sense that is the medium through which the mind is going to the object of the sense? Which one? Right, the tongue. Isn't it? So the tongue and all the other senses help it. Like the eyes see the food and think, oh, how beautiful the food looks, right? The touch wants to taste, feel it. Oh, how delicious is the touch. And then finally, when it comes to your tongue, then the mind says, wow. Right? So similarly, when we are hearing Krishna Katha, which is the receptacle? The ear. And everything else should be focused onto that sense. The hearing. So if we want to focus ourselves, we must concentrate on the topic in the mind through the hearing faculty. All right.